Advocate Paul Hoffman, Director at the Institute of Accountability for Southern Africa. Good morning. You need to have nothing to do with anything I've just said. You don't need to worry.
I can chuckle.
Exactly. That you're allowed to do. But seriously, at least he was arrested for wearing paisley, even though that might not have been the official reason. So Jacob Zuma behind bars, finally. Where to from here? We're hearing rumblings of, well, of course he can apply for medical parole. Well, anybody can. Is this a danger?
It's a possibility, but I don't think it's going to happen, mainly because Jacob Zuma is going to have to find a doctor who's prepared to say that he is on his deathbed, as it were. And that doesn't seem to gel with what I see on my television screen.
Right, absolutely.
The scenes at Inkonda, in the last week or so. So I think it's much more likely that the next 2 weeks will be taken up with an assessment process and a decision as to whether he needs to be in a prison hospital or whether he can go into a single cell. He will also need to be mindful of the fact that he is due in the Pietermaritzburg High Court on the 19th of this month for the resumption of the corruption case against him. That is the case in which he seeks to have Billy Downer removed as not being entitled to prosecute him, which I think is a long shot of long shots, but the judge will make a decision on that. In the shorter term, at 11:30 this morning, we will hear from Judge Mguni that the KZN court does not have jurisdiction to meddle with the decision to put Mr. Zuma behind bars. That will in fact be addressed in the Constitutional Court on Monday next week.
Right.
There's an application which has been set down for hearing there on the question of whether or not if the court was guilty of a legal error of the kind that would entitle Mr. Zuma to have the judgment against him rescinded. So that will be argued on the 12th, and there will be a decision on that in due course. I think Mr. Zuma is taking a long shot with that one.
How does this work practically in terms of his court appearances? Does he, even given the fact that he is incarcerated at the moment, I guess the first question is, would he have gone physically to the courts in any event given the pandemic, or would he have done this online? Either way, what is likely to happen in terms of the fact that he's in jail at the moment?
The criminal court is one in which he has appeared several times in the past, as you will have seen on your television screen, and he is required to be in attendance when he faces that case. I think he may be excused from being in court when the argument is ventilated around his recusal application for Billy Downer, the prosecutor, but that is something that would have to be done with the permission of the judge. It's not something that he can just excuse himself because he happens to be in jail.
Mm.
As far as the civil proceedings are concerned, he has two pending at the moment. The one is the rescission application in the Constitutional Court, and there's absolutely no need for him to go to the Constitutional Court to be there. And the other is his constitutional challenge in the KwaZulu-Natal High Court, a challenge which could end up still born because it was just coupled to this interim interdict keeping him out of jail. And certainly there, he once again doesn't have to be present himself. He can send his lawyers.
In terms of the costs of all of these legal battles that he's currently involved with, this is, for most normal people, this is absolutely not manageable. What is the current status with regard to who is funding this, not funding it, and how it is being paid for?
Well, the prosecution is being funded by the taxpayer.
Sure. Right, of course.
As is the costs of the State Capture Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Suzman Foundation is funding itself.
Right.
As a friend of the court.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Zuma is paying his own legal bills. Part of his excuse for not being there is that he didn't have money to send lawyers. So he claims not to have money, but he did preside over a state capture process in which R1.5 trillion disappeared from the coffers of South Africa. I can't imagine that some part of that is not in the hands of somebody who is sufficiently sympathetic to him to pay his legal bills. And he continues to litigate luxuriously. Guardian Porphy does not come cheap. He's a senior advocate, and he has more than one junior assistant.
In terms of his eligibility for parole, is it a standard procedure that after a certain period you are able to apply?
Yes, there is. In fact, there is no need to apply. There is a provision in the Correctional Services Act which says that if you are sentenced to 24 months or less, and this is obviously only 15, then you administratively become eligible for parole after you have served a quarter of your sentence. And the Minister of Justice confirmed that that part of the law will apply to Mr. Zuma, which effectively means that in about 3 months and 3 weeks, I think it's 3.75 months of the 15 months is one quarter of the sentence, and that is when he is eligible for administrative release. There are also provisions in Section 82 of the Correctional Services Act which would allow the president to intervene in the process to give parole or correctional supervision or a reprieve or a pardon to Mr. Zuma, but I don't see, on a political level, I don't see any of that happening. The pardon process takes so long that the 3 months will be gone by the time they've jumped through all the hoops there. So it looks to me like if, as is likely, the Constitutional Court is not moved by the application to be heard on the 12th next Monday, that Mr. Zuma will remain incarcerated until his 3.75 months have elapsed. And a good deal of that time could be spent commuting to the KwaZulu-Natal High Court, where Mr. Downer will be presenting the corruption case. That's the case in which Shabir Sheikh is alleged to have had a generally corrupt relationship with Mr. Zuma, and for which Mr. Sheikh was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
Yeah, we actually, unfortunately, need to leave it there. But just a final question. Is Shabir Sheikh's doctor still around and available?
You've been reading too many Zapiro cartoons.